Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We are on social at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny on X. At Grant H. Paulson at Humorous Danny on Instagram. I put the setup I was talking about yesterday with the kids and all my Caps gear that I've been watching the games. I might have to take everything down.
Why don't you just put it down?
It's not working.
Nope.
So maybe everyone change seats, FP style. The Commanders are looking to draft their generational quarterback soon. Don't forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condorian Murat, will help you do that. They'll get you and your family going in the right direction. They'll set up a will, revocable trust, create a healthcare power of attorney, whatever you need. Schedule a consultation. They've got estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you. It's kmlawyers.com. It is time for your Beltway Blitz, covering the three teams in town you care the most about right now, the Nats, the Caps, and the Commanders. Let's get it popping. Voice of the Nats right here on 106.7. The Fan is Charlie Slows, and he joins us on our Beltway Blitz. Charlie, why don't we start with Jake Irvin, who pitches tonight against L.A.? He has been nails last three times out and really two straight gems. What are you seeing from him?
Well, he's throwing strikes. He's going right after hitters on this last start in L.A. His only two-ball count was a four-pitch walk to Freddie Freeman in the first inning. And he never went to two balls on anybody else over the six innings he's pitched. So you really like what you see. I mean, he's mixing his pitch as well with his fastball, his changeup, and his breaking pitches. And, you know, I think sky's the limit. This guy's got a chance to be really, really good. He's very kind of slow heartbeat, very calm in demeanor, but he's very, very competitive. And I could tell you, if you brought up the fact that he was at a low pitch count, what was it, 73 pitches in six innings, he wasn't too happy about coming out of that game, but that's how you want him to feel.
Charlie, what happened in the ninth there? C.J. Abrams singles through the right side, hits it pretty hard, but looked like an easy send. Joey Gallo overruns second base because he thought he was cruising into third. How did that go down? That was a tough way to kind of take some momentum out of that inning.
Yeah, it was, because Ricky Gutierrez was giving Luis Garcia the send sign. He wanted him to round third as he was making a decision whether to hold him, and then he did hold him, and I don't know that Gallo saw the second, you know, indication that he was going to stop Garcia, because he was head down and well around second when he realized Garcia was back to the bag at third. So that was unfortunate, because you would have had nobody out in that situation. And a great chance to come back in that spot in the game. So you hate to see those things happen. They've happened a couple of times. You know, you've got a new third base coach this year and still probably working some things out in terms of a comfort level with base runners, knowing how he's going to use his arms and his signals to runners. So unfortunate. The good news today is, you know, Lane Thomas was probably a best-case scenario. It's a grade 2 sprain of his MCL, which is on the inside of the knee. little bit of strain to the outside, but nothing torn. And so there's no surgery, and we're probably looking at weeks instead of months in terms of him being back.
Yes. That's great news.
That's good news.
And that's a big deal. There's no doubt about that. Along those lines, Lane goes to the shelf. They called Trey Lipscomb back up, and I got no problems there. I'm happy to see the kid recalled. But I am curious about that corresponding move. Am I to believe that Gallo maybe plays more outfield and that Lipscomb plays some first? Like, how does that have anything to do with Lane Thomas getting hurt?
Have you seen the lineup tonight?
I have not.
Well, Lipscomb is starting at first and Gallo's starting in right field.
Let's go. So, all right, I can do
Grant
this.
Martinez over here.
Well, no, this.
But I love that. I mean, Lipscomb played some first in the minors, get his bat in the lineup, and let's let the kid play.
Yeah, and he actually had to play first in a game earlier this year, late in the game. So that's happened. He did it some in spring training. He did it in the Arizona Fall League. And if you're a really good third baseman, you should, as Ryan Zimmerman would say, if you could play third, anybody can play first. He said the other day, he goes, anybody could slide over there and play first. Not really anybody, but if you can handle third base, in most cases, first base is not going to be a big issue for you. He's got great hands. He's got great hand-eye coordination, great footwork. I don't think that'll be an issue. But, you know, Gallo's mostly played outfield in recent years, even though as he came up, people forget, as a third baseman with Texas, who later moved to first and then later moved to the outfield. A couple of years ago, he won a gold glove in the outfield for the Yankees.
Chuck O'Chane, speaking of Ryan Zimmerman, what do you make of what was it like getting all the guys from 2019 back in the booth telling stories? You guys were interviewing them seamlessly between pitches. What was that like?
I wouldn't say it was seamlessly. I think we missed it. I think we missed four, five, six pitches in a row when Anibal Sanchez was on with us. But yeah, it was a blast. I think it's the most fun we've had in a long time. And you know, when you get Kurt Suzuki and Brian Dozier together in a room, and you know, I think those guys are more ecstatic than anybody to be back near the game. I mean, they're retired now; they're away from it. And even Zim says, even though you're done, and there's other things you want to do, there's still that pull. And so they were ecstatic to be back. Adam Eaton's doing a little bit of work with Michigan State baseball, and Howie Kendrick's doing some stuff with the Phillies. Kurt Suzuki isn't doing anything yet, but I wouldn't be surprised down the road. He's still got little ones, but, you know, he said it was the most fun he's had in a long time. This was his favorite place that he played, his wife's favorite place that they lived during a baseball season. They took their kids and drove them around to the house that they lived in, the park they took them to, and the neighborhood. And so it was a fun weekend for those guys.
Charlie, thank you as always, buddy. Have a great call tonight.
Thanks. Talk to you soon, guys.
Appreciate you, pal. Hit that Capitol sounder, please. Smoking Al. Time for Al Kogan to join us to talk about those Caps. They're down 2-0. I thought more competitive than they were in game number one last night, Al. Give me your thoughts on the 2-0 in New York.
My biggest takeaway, Danny, is this is, as you said, a very competitive series. To me, I didn't see a single thing that said the number one seed is so far superior to the 16th seed in this series. When the Capitals don't make mistakes, and let's give the New York Rangers credit, when the Capitals have made mistakes in these first two games, for the most part, the Rangers have capitalized on it. But at 5-on-5, an improved power play last night, all the things that Spencer Carberry said after game one, the adjustments were made and the players picked up on it. I think this is still going to be a very competitive series. Tomorrow night, obviously, is going to be the key. They win this game, I think we have an extended series.
Yeah, it feels that way. Smokin', I promise I'm not trying to pretend like this is why last night's result happened. But I think it is a big story. What did you make of the Panarin hit on Oshie not being a penalty and then subsequently turning into a penalty kill for the Caps?
Bizarro world. How many times, Grant, Danny, have we heard from the National Hockey League when they hand out suspensions, the primary point of contact or the primary source of contact was the head? I still have yet to see any replay that shows me anything different. It was whether it was the shoulder, whether it was the elbow coming up, doesn't make any difference. The primary source of contact in my mind and in everything I've seen was the head. So it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever that, A, when they called it the major, because they have to do that if they're going to look at it. But the quick review, did Toronto really see something the rest of us hadn't in about 30 seconds? Because it was on the phone and off the phone. That, to me, was going to require the Zapruder tapes to slow it down frame by frame, frame by frame. see what happens there. I didn't see anything that would have changed my mind. And the fact that Connor McMichael just went up as sort of an obligatory FU to Attorney Panarin, that got a minor penalty. That was ridiculous. I agree with you, Grant. It didn't really necessarily overly change the outcome of last night's game, but is a factor. And I hope the Capitals use that to add to their us against the world mentality.
Al, I give the Rangers credit here. Coach Laviolette and company have done a really good job neutralizing Alex Ovechkin. What do you see them doing to slow down the grade eight, and what can Washington do kind of as a, you know, counter that chess match?
Well, definitely time and space. They've got an outstanding checking line. They've got big physical defensemen like Trouba, like Keandre Miller, Ryan Lindgren, Charlie's brother. They've got size back there that can, you know, take away that time and space. But then it's up to Ovechkin and obviously to Coach Carberry now to find the matchups that work to his advantage. One thing I'm a little curious about is I've seen Alex go games obviously without goals, and there's been the occasional game where you don't see him get a shot on goal, but I rarely see him go games where he doesn't make his presence felt somewhere, whether it's a couple thunderous hits. If things are being taken away from him, he usually then goes out and tries to create his own space by going through somebody, by a defenseman. Okay, you want to stand up to me? I'm going to go run through you and see if I can create something. That's been the bit of a mystery to me. I got to imagine that's been weighing on Alex, and something tells me that's going to change in a big way on Friday night.
Al, any changes to the lineup we could anticipate? I don't think they'll sit Pacioretty. For the record, I would.
Oh, no.
Any chance that Mereshnichenko or Scarabosa maybe over Abe Kubel, like anything at all?
There's a possibility. I know there was some time that, you know, in yesterday's morning skate, there was a little bit of Mereshnichenko working with the second unit, but obviously, you know, of the power play, but obviously he didn't get in last night. See, Grant, I thought, again, I had no complaints about that team's effort 5-on-5 for the most part, and their power play looked better too. I just don't see the crying need there, where I do think, if this is going to be an advantage for the Capitals, if at some point you can get either or both of Jensen or Sandin back in, that's going to be a huge factor. I have to be perfectly honest with you. I thought if the Rangers were going to come out and look like the dominant team, it was going to be because they were taking advantage of a very inexperienced Capitals blue line. When you look at what happened on game one, right, you had Carlson with, I think, 123 playoff games. I think Trevor Van Riemsdyk had about 32. Everybody else, Alexiev's playing his first playoff game. Iorio was playing his first playoff game. Dylan McIlrath, who's a veteran, was playing his second playoff game. You know, so, and then again last night, Lucas Johansson comes in for Iorio, his first playoff game. That inexperience, I thought, was going to be a factor. It hasn't so far, and that's why I think if the Capitals can get some more experience back there with either Sandin or Jensen, that could really also help flip the script in this series.
What are you hearing about their timetable, Al?
What am I hearing about what, Dan? I'm sorry?
The timetable for Jensen or Sandin.
Oh, well, again, both of them, as I talked to yesterday, say they're getting closer. They're feeling a little bit better. But, you know, these are injuries that you really just can't put a complete timetable on. The fact that they have been skating, the fact that they have been on the ice, to me says good things. But I think they really need to see tomorrow when it's going to be a full practice, not a skate around. With, if these guys are still in non-contact jerseys tomorrow, it's going to be kind of tough to then expect them to be in the lineup on Friday. But if one of the two are out of those non-contact jerseys and are practicing, that would be a very, very good sign.
All right, Smoke, and I guess broad brushed here, I'll leave you with this. I mean, you said already tomorrow determines if this series is long or not, probably, which seems fair. Give us a couple things to watch in the first few minutes, first period of the game, that could be indicators for whether or not the guys could finish first.
Do exactly what they did last night. They came out and were the better team in the first 5 minutes. The problem continues to be the mistakes they make at the worst times. That penalty kill where they had three guys on one side of the ice, leaving it wide open for the other. Then again, that shorthanded goal. A shorthanded goal in the regular season is always a backbreaker. In the postseason, it is absolutely the fatal blow. So you can't continue to give the New York Ranger team, as I said, you got to give them credit for taking advantage of the capital mistakes. But if they come out and carry the play to the Rangers, but don't make these glaring mistakes, they are very equal in many regards to this New York Ranger team. They also have got to get that boost from the crowd. Being in that Madison Square Garden building, I mean, you can feel the energy just through the national anthem alone. They are a crowd that brings the Rangers in before the game even starts. This Capital One crowd tomorrow night has got to do the same for the Capitals. They can't wait for a thunderous hit or a big scoring chance. They've got to be the loud team that reminds the New York Rangers, you don't have the comfort of home anymore, boys.
Al, thank you as always, buddy. Be well.
And it's Jaden Daniels.
I like that. Daniels, too. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, all right, boys. Good being with you.
You too,
as
buddy.
Well. We'll catch up soon.
Hit that local 53, Darius.
Did he just say, can we break this news right here on the Fin? Jaden Daniels will start on the blue line for the Capitals tomorrow night.
He
is
might
that
help.
What he was referring to?
It's probably better at hockey than he is at golf, from what we hear of that Topgolf thing. JP Flame with us from this newer radio program called The Sports Junkies.
I actually got to hear these. This is the new show in the morning.
It's the new morning show.
I heard them this week for the first time. These guys are very young, very raw.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they're not seasoned enough yet to really know what it's going to sound
right.
like.
Right? How could you know? But you could tell
they got a shot.
They have something.
Is what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm, a little something there. JP, are they trading back into the first round to get a tackle?
What's up, boys? I don't think you know, and I don't know. I'm going to say they're going to stand pat and hold on to their picks.
If they do, what's the JP Flame blueprint for 236 and 40?
Well, I think that you have to go with an offensive lineman. I think that that is obvious. And then I think they have some freedom. And, you know, I heard you guys talking about it earlier. What they did via free agency, loading up with all these guys, these might not be guys they're going to be here 3 or 4 years down the road, but it gives them some flexibility. So then I think they go best player available. I always like going with an offensive guy, maybe a difference maker. So maybe they find a wide receiver or tight end with that second pick. So we'll go offense, give me a tackle, and then give me a tight end or wide receiver.
Is there something that would irritate you that they could do? Because I'll just give you my take real quick on this, JP. There's very little that would make me, like, upset. Like, any realistic scenario, even if it's a quarterback that I wouldn't have taken, this group to me has the benefit of the doubt for a while before I kind of slam the gavel and say, okay, your privilege is gone the way it was for Rivera and company where I'm going to buy what you're selling. There's very little they could do to piss me off. Could they do anything to make you go, that was pretty stupid?
I think that's a very reasonable take, and that is how most fans should be. Give this team, whether it's Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, all of them together, give them a little break and see how these guys fare. But if you want to give me a scenario that would really be disappointing, and I think that this fan base, there was a fan base, you know, that would call in and say, well, we got to take care of the offensive line before we draft a quarterback. If somehow they traded back and take a quarterback and loaded up on offensive line, well, then I think I would be upset. But I think everybody knows they're going quarterback at number two.
Where do the junkies come in? If you could speak for all the guys, you've got a feel for this after weeks of debating it. What side are they on here in terms of May versus Daniels?
All right, well, you can go to our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, and you can see all four boards. We each have a board. We are locked in. Now, EB won't stick to his board. It's very
He's all over the place.
What do you mean he won't stick to his board?
Every day, it's something different.
He's got Jaden Daniels at number one on his board. Let's say the Bears shocked the world and took Jaden Daniels, one would think he would take number two on your board, right? He wants to maybe jump down to number four and take J.J. McCarthy. So let's put EB to the side. Jason is adamant. He is a Drake May guy. I also prefer Drake May over Jaden Daniels. This was just a little assignment we did, looking at highlights and looking at tape, who we think stacks up. I think Cakes is a Jaden Daniels guy. And EB, like I say, hard to pin down. He does have Jaden Daniels number one on his board. So you would think if Jaden Daniels is there, he would take him.
Now, is Daniels off his board after an alleged bad Topgolf experience? Because Eric was very proud of himself this morning when he believes he got to the bottom of the entire saga, that Daniels was emasculated, I believe were the words, by how good Drake May and the tight end from Iowa were at golf. So isn't he off the board now?
That is the theory. No, he remains atop his board.
Oh, right at the top. Okay.
My point is, we've had this debate on the show. EB has a couple of boards, it seems like. Mm. So one would not know what he would do if he actually had the pick. He's the panicky Pete, like in a fantasy draft, that thinks he's going to take one guy, and in the moment of truth, he bypasses, takes somebody else, and then a minute later, he's like, oh, why did I do that?
I can relate a little bit to being confusing with my quarterback takes in this regard. I was on with Sheehan today, and I gave a really convoluted answer. He asked me, well, if you like McCarthy, then you would take him at two over Daniels. And it was very hard for me to answer that, because here's my thought. I am confident in saying that if one of those two guys is good in 2 years, it'll be McCarthy, not Daniels. But if you were to tell me that one of those two guys is a superstar down the road, then there's no way it's McCarthy, and it's definitely Daniels. I just think Daniels is petrifying and also has the massive ceiling. That's kind of where I'm at. So I don't think I could take McCarthy over him at two based solely on you got to swing for the fences at two. You're not just trying to pick the 17th, 14th best quarterback in the league. So I know a thing or two about confusing people.
Yeah, and to be honest, look, Jaden Daniels was unbelievable in college last year. 21,
the
why
best.
He won the Heisman Trophy. His statistics are absurd, and he gives you that running threat, and maybe he will be the best of the bunch. Personally, when I looked at film, and I'm not some sort of Mel Kiper, okay? I'm not watching college football every weekend breaking down film. Drake May wowed me, and I think that he could be the best down the road. So I think that you got to go with the guy you think is going to be best down the road. We also had this debate. People talk about, well, they brought in Marcus Mariota. That seems to be an indicator that they would take somebody like Jaden Daniels over Drake May. I think Adam Peters just has to take whoever he thinks is going to be the best in the long run, not necessarily for the fit in season.
Did we lose JP? His phone was
still. I'm still here.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
Well, actually, we have to say goodbye now anyway. So that's a weird way to end it.
Perfect timing.
Now it got awkward. But luckily, he understands a thing.
Yeah, he gets it. He's been in this radio game for a couple weeks.
JP, you have no interest in coming out and eating wings with us, but just so you know, in case you decide that you're bored tomorrow, Dudley's in Shirlington, your pals, live from 7 to 11, doing a little draft show and hang for the draft.
That's pretty sweet. Unfortunately, I will probably be on carpool watch Thursday night. That's a swim practice night.
Mm-hmm.
Got something every day. Got
Relatable.
Track tonight.
I know it, dude. And congrats on the new show, buddy. Seriously, I think you guys are going to make
likewise,
it.
Likewise, man. You guys are 10 years in the books acting like you're rookies.
Appreciate you, bro. Take care.
Thanks, pal.
That's our buddy, J.P. Flame. Check him out. And the Sports Junkies each and every morning. They're on two stations in this town.
Yeah, they are.
They're on the FM dial and the AM dial.
I went up, but they're on three. They're on television, too. How about that?
I was thinking radio, but you're right.
Yeah.
They are very much on television.
They're in the morning, you're going to find them.
And in the Monumental re-airs it like nine times.
That's a good point, too.
Afternoon, evening, late night.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
All right.
I've got a draft-related quick audio vault for you next.
Oh, I like it.
I've got two draft clips I want to play for you. Drake May was asked, does he know where he's going? His answer was actually kind of surprising. And then Dave Canales said something super funny. He's the new coach of the Panthers. He's extremely handsome, by the way. Have you seen this guy?
I've had enough of this handsome coach thing. Like, are there regular looking people that do this?
He's one of those guys. He wears like it's not called Under Armour. I refer to it as Under Armour.
But it's like that style.
Dry
yeah.
fit mm-hmm. shirts. And he's got the shoulders that are shaped just
right.
so. They kind of come to a point at his neck. He's got like chest
muscles everywhere.
Muscles, and you can kind of see the outline of a nipple every time he wears his shirt. You know what I'm talking
about.
It's
not about. Even his fault. It's not like he's wearing some form fitting bit of nonsense.
Name the movie. Quit trying to look through my dress and see my nipples. Name the movie. Quit trying to look through my dress and see my...
I don't know that one.
You ever heard of The War?
The War?
Elijah Wood. Is that the name of the actor?
I know who Elijah Wood is.
Okay.
He was Frodo.
James Wood's little brother?
Yep.
Elijah. Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
Actually, his little brother is Elijah Green, who strikes out every at bat.
Hello there.
He sons him as a prospect.
Hey.
Hello. Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that played the quarterback in Friday Night Lights.
I don't know that actor's name, but of course you know him. He's been in a million things.
That was the joke? The Friday Night Lights line?
No, it was for the one before.
I mean, a little late,
the strikeout one. Well, the drummer's
the
asleep.
The studio band is a little behind.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's Kevin Costner. I should probably point him out. He was the dad.
That's a pretty big star. Okay.
He was the, I don't know why. He gets third billing.
Where's the lead? It's underground, damn it.
Anyway, if you've seen The War, tweet me. It's kind of silly.
Okay.
Kevin Costner like dies. He goes in caves with
spoilers,
like
spoilers, bro.
A helmet on and a light, and he's like looking for things. But
this is called The War?
Caves in on him. Yeah, they get into a fight.
Who's they?
The family. They're like, there's a family for some reason.
Okay.
I
gotta say, it sounds great.
This is a Ryan Explains It All description. In fairness, I have not seen this movie since I was probably 8 years old.
Okay.
I used to watch it as a kid. I've seen it two or three times, 15 years. And now that's a dated reference.
Yeah.
25 years ago.
Okay.
Did he bounce? The war.
Shut up, Danny. Grant was talking.
Are you going to go home and watch it tonight after that breakdown?
I don't know if I'll be able to find it. It sounds pretty obscure.
I don't remember how we got there. Anyway, Dave Canales, good-looking guy.
Handsome.
He is going to be heard in our audio vault next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Whenever I'm wearing my hat frontwards and then I turn it around and go backwards now, I say, I'm going Dan Quinn
style. Going full Quinn, yeah. I was about to do a zing, by the way.
All the way Quinn. I only really wear a backwards hat at this point if I'm on the air and headphones are a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Because for whatever reason, backwards easier with the headphones.
Put it on front ways. Does it get in your way?
A little bit. Yeah.
Let me see it front ways. For the people on the tubes.
I've been
doing
it all day.
Yeah, that seems fine.
That's fine.
Isn't it if you bend down, like hit the mic a little bit?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I like to mix it up. But it's easier with headphones to go backwards.
Yeah. That is full Quinn right there, though, by the way. It's like, what's up, man?
But what he does, I'm now snapback Paulson. You know that. He goes, like, fitted hat. And that's just, to me, it doesn't work as well. I'd almost rather you do like fourth grader style where you grow out your hair a little bit, pull it through. So you have the hair
through the front
of the hat over top of the snapback. That'd be full Quinn.
So
although Quinn doesn't have hair, so I don't know if he's going to pull that off.
My little guy, and it drives me crazy.
He's got good lettuce.
Well, he's got a not one of those side salads. He's got a full meal salad. He won't get his hair cut, and just that drives me crazy too. But he wants his hair to be down, and then his hat to go over it. So not have the hat, which the purpose of the hat is to keep the hair out of your eyes.
Yes.
That's like 96% is to keep the glare away and
kids
the hair out of your
weird
eyes.
Things.
And he will not let me like have his hair go back and have the hat get the hair out of his eyes. He basically has like a shade down, and then like the hat goes out. I'm like, you can't see.
My daughter does a thing where whenever we put on her socks, she says, I feel like a pointy part. Any part of the sock that is like not just so, not resting just perfectly,
man,
end of the world.
The sock.
And I'm like, what are
situation.
You talking about? So we'll put them on and off 7-8 times before we leave the house.
There's like, a bump.
I feel it. Yeah, bump. That's kind
there's
of.
A, there's a there's something in my shoe. No, there's not. Nope, it's good.
You're George from Seinfeld?
Let's let it's time to go. We got to leave, Jerry. The kids are late.
That really, I don't know why you went full, you went all the way George.
I didn't mean
there.
To go full Costanza.
Here's my audio vault on the NFL draft. Let me open the door. I got it. I don't have my key to the.
There's has a key. He has a key.
Give the key to the vault. Will you come over here for a second?
There it is.
Remember the key to the vault.
We always try to put on the little key hanger, but you never remember the hanger.
Drake May with Dan Patrick today on if he knows where he's going.
Do you know where you're going?
I wish I did, and I wish it was that easy. Now I think I'll know once I hear that phone ring.
But do you, so. I mean, do you have an idea? You don't have to tell me, but do you have an idea?
I think I have an idea.
Okay.
Hmm.
Now, it's so funny because right away, all the people that like think Drake May is going to Washington go, Adam Peters has already told him. And everybody else goes, he knows it's Jaden Daniels to Washington, so he's going third. Tinfoil hat, though. If he thinks he has an idea, how could he know if it's not Washington where he's going? In other words, the third pick is New England. But there's a decent chance they trade back. There's also major reports right now that they're in on McCarthy, who had the one-on-one meeting, some dinner with Bob Kraft, right? Could he know where he's going?
I don't think you could know.
If it's the third pick or beyond.
You could have an idea.
When he says, I think I know. Is that Washington at number two?
That's interesting, right?
Hey, man, everyone's going to be saying crazy stuff for the next week. Everyone's going to think it's Jaden. Keep your head down. We're calling your name. Get ready to work. Maybe.
So anything, it's to me, this is what the agent is telling him. In other words, the agent who's done this before, right, has gone through this whole thing, has seen the ups and downs, the undulations. He's seen the noise that leads up to it, the noise from before, the fake noise, the flush the report down and see what comes out on the other side stuff. He's probably given him some assurances. All right, it could be Washington. I'm just saying for the sake of argument, making this up. Could be Washington at two. It could also be Minnesota, who trades up with Arizona at four, who ends up selecting you. And they're hot and heavy. They love me some Drake May. You're probably going four. And if it's not there, it could be the New England, if they stay put at number three and it's not, you know, Daniels goes two, you could end up there. I think there's a pretty good idea of who's got the steamies for old Drake May. I think that's what
it is. But is that what he's saying? It's a short clip, so let's play it again really quickly. Is he possibly suggesting, like, I think I have an idea, meaning I'm probably going second through four? Or is he saying, yeah, I think I know, meaning I know what team I'm going to end up on?
Do you know where you're going?
I wish I did, and I wish it was that easy. Now I think I'll know once I hear that phone ring.
But do you, so. I mean, do you have an idea? You don't have to tell me, but do you have an idea?
I don't think I have an idea.
Okay.
Where you're going is kind of specific, I would say. I think I have an idea where I'm going to end up, is what he's saying. That's real interesting.
That's real interesting.
All right, next in our audio vault, Dave Canales, the new head coach of the Panthers. Now, follow me for a second. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. You probably haven't. Xavier Leggett, who's one of the guys I love. Now, find a wide receiver who's supposed to go in the second or third round, I probably have a man crush. I think I've named like nine different guys over the last month that are my guy at wide receiver.
I think you said, if he's there, ..
But yeah. This is one of them, without a question. I also really like Ricky Pearsall, who we actually got a rave report on earlier in the show today from Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl. There's others, but we don't need to get into them now.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Thanks, Coach.
But here's why I bring this up. Leggett was on some podcast with some dude in Charlotte. I don't know where the guy was from. I'm assuming Charlotte, but maybe somewhere else. And they were asking him about, like, the Panthers and what kind of interest have they shown. And he said, they told me if I'm there at 33, they're going to pick me, which is kind of a big statement. Like, if you're a Panthers fan, you're like, damn, if he's there, we're going to take him.
All right.
So today, Dave Canales met with reporters, and they asked him about that.
I saw the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys four or five times, and yeah. You guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was, it was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys, you know, like, man, so we take you at 33. It's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So, part of the process.
I told him that and 50 other guys is a funny line.
That's a great line. That's a great way to salvage it, right? Because now, who knows how many you told it to?
Hey, now it's back open to, did you tell him you're taking him? Because it's very different for a player to say, they told me if I'm there, they're taking me. And then what he was suggesting, he said, he's going, I think something was lost in translation there. I guess we'll find out at pick 33.
We certainly will. If Xavier Leggett is still on the board at 33 and Carolina goes a different direction, we're going to go,
Vin in Pittsburgh, which, oddly, is the home of Russell Wilson. What's up, Vin?
Hey, how you doing?
First time
I'm calling you guys. I've listened to you guys a long time. But All right. Hey, I heard you on Kevin Sheehan, and that was a great analysis you had today.
Oh, thank you.
Finally, somebody gave May some love and the fact that he didn't have a lot to work with versus what Daniels had. Now, I think his statement, He has to make that statement. He's not going to say, I don't want to play for Washington. There's a lot more to this. And I'm telling you, if Peters takes this guy, I think he has a chance to bust here in Washington. I'll put it out there.
Which
right
one,
now.
Daniels or May?
That could be anybody.
No, Daniels. I think there's just too much there. The attitude, there's everything that I don't like about this. Okay? There's nothing here I like about it. I think it's a huge mistake if Peters takes him.
You're not getting good feels as we get closer to the draft. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, buddy.
I think there's a lot of that going around, but I also wonder, like, I'm not feeling good about the pre-draft Daniels process. I was already super nervous about Daniels before the last 10 days. Is that a confirmation of my prior? You see what I'm getting at?
Of course.
If you looked at Jaden Daniels like you do or someone else and you go, he was the Heisman Trophy winner. He put up 50 touchdowns in the SEC. What else is there? And you just love the guy and you want to take him because he runs a 4-4 and he you know, can make every throw. Then maybe you go, I don't care if you know, there's a story about his mom being a pain in the butt. I don't care about him maybe not preferring to be in Washington. I'm not worried about his agent tweeting like a angry listener who's mad at Danny. So what? You just kind of dismiss a lot of these things.
Right.
Whereas if you're me and you already had your antenna up a little bit, you're going, Leonardo DiCaprio meme. Like, see, isn't that it right there? Is right. That kind of what I'm worried about? And maybe that guy was in my camp 2 weeks ago.
Right, but I think it's a good assessment. I mean, to me, the deposits are in the bank, and this last week was a withdrawal. He did an overdraft, though. You know what I mean? I think that's the way I think about it.
With Danny, I'm Grant. You are listening to The Fan. You can check us out at Grant H. Paulson and at Funny Danny. At the top of the hour, Logan Paulson on what he thinks the Commanders should do it to and what he would do if he was a GM. And my guess is J.J. McCarthy's name could come up because he really likes him. That's at 5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
G&D on the Fan, thank you for making the show part of your day. Logan Paulson joins us at the top of the hour. We'll ask him about the number 2 pick. It's finally one day away, by the way.
Thank goodness.
Cannot wait. Tomorrow night, by the way, we're at Dudley's. It's a sports bar in Shirlington. If you've never been there, it's awesome. They've got a rooftop. It's supposed to be warm enough, I think, that they'll be cooking up there, so that'll be good. We're going to be right when you walk in, I think, in the main entrance. So nice setup for us. They've got a massive movie theater size screen as well. They've got great food. Have you been there? Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while, but yeah.
Wings, burgers, just the works. I mean, they got everybody.
Place is awesome.
So cannot wait. It's going to be a blast. We will be there tomorrow night. Live show 7 to 11. We've invited a bunch of people from the station to stop by and call in, and we'll get the junks on after the pick. We'll get B. Mitch and Finley. Hopefully we'll get everybody to call in and kind of break down what happened. But you can hear us, I think, both on 106.7 The Fan and on our sister station, the Team 980 as well.
The Deuce.
We are double dipping tomorrow night, so make sure you're listening. I see you smirking over there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I do want to apologize to Lindsay Chevrolet.
No, yep, okay.
It's not their fault.
Nope.
Nothing that you did was the problem. It was me, not you. Every now and then, I feel like I can keep it all together. But to peel back the curtain just a little bit, you are a believer in just doing what you have to do whenever you have to do it.
Bad stuff out.
I don't do that. I believe in, like, we're in a small room,
uh-huh,
and I don't need anyone else to know what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't like to hold anything in.
No, especially now. I got a little cough drop for the throat. That's an accelerant in the biosphere.
I'm sure.
You know, it is, man. There's science there.
but and, like I would say 75% of my reads generally as I'm reading, Danny's across the room, like typing an email, doing whatever he's doing. I can hear him pass gas.
Yes. Now, it's 75% of the time, that's 65%. A little high.
It's I would like say 70. A lot of the time when I'm doing a read,
yep.
That's when you like to do what you do. Not to like make me laugh or anything, but just because you just do whatever you're going to do and you're not talking at that moment. That one was so loud, though.
It was a loud one. And I'm sorry about that. It was unprofessional.
Did you know right away?
Yeah. As soon as it left, I went, uh-oh. Like that might mess my guy up. So, he's trying to focus on the specials.
And so then you go in the other room, you're dying. I'm trying to hold it together a little bit. It was, it was not
our finest
my
hour.
Best read for Lindsay Chevy, but we're extremely immature and it's hard not to laugh at that. Yep. Right. That's kind of funny. But I asked Darius to go back and pull the audio.
Like, can we isolate it? Can we actually hear it?
Could you hear it at all? So that like, is the average listener at home, as they just listening to me doing my spot,
mm-hmm.
do they know what Danny just did, or are they just hearing me laugh and react and wondering what's going on? Did you find the audio yet, Darius? Were you able to grab it? They've got Corvettes, Camaros, Tahoes, Suburbans.
No.
Lindsay Chevy has everything priced. Oh, God.
You turn the volume up on that.
Did you add any volume to that?
No, that was...
Oh, come on.
That was directly from the logger. You know, we pull our podcast audio directly from the stream.
So that's where it came from. That's from my biscuit all the way across the room to Grant's microphone.
I've got to say, if there's such a thing, like when someone robs a bank and there's a witness, right? And they see a bunch of people, running out and they're like, oh, that's the guy. Then they'll bring me in and they'll be like, give me a list of 10 people. And they're like, here's the guy that did it. If this was an exercise where I had to listen and relive that shame and hear like 8 or 9 different noises,
mm-hmm.
I could have picked it out.
Could
of
you
a
pick
lineup.
It out of a lineup?
I think that's the one. I think
they've
Garris
got Corvettes,
is Camaros, Tahoes, Suburbans.
That's
Lindsay
no.
Chevy has everything priced. Oh God,
that's my favorite part. By the way, is when you went. Oh God, I had to leave the room.
But there was no way out of it at that point.
Right.
So like, the whole thing is you've got to punch through and let no one know. Specifically you,
yep.
That you got to me. It's like when you're injured. Like if you're TJ Oshie, you got to just find a way to
He's
not
like, yeah,
let
I'm fine.
Know.
I'm scared off.
But
don't rub
do it. I lost. And we're very immature. Logan Paulson is next on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.